This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Even as he pushes back against criticism of his Helsinki summit with Vladimir Putin, President Trump says he wants to meet again with the Russian leader. That story from AP Sagar Magani.
The president says the summit was a great success to everybody but the news media, whom he's accusing of trying to provoke a confrontation with Moscow that could lead to war. But there is bipartisan concern about what was said, since it was just the two presidents and their interpreters.
It is utterly amazing that no one knows what was said. This is a democracy.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer, GOP Senator Lindsey Graham says the president needs to be careful.
It's imperative that he understand that he's misjudging Putin.
The president says he wants another meeting with Putin to start implementing some ideas. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told VOA the Trump administration has no intention of allowing Russia to question Michael McFaul, Washington's former ambassador to Moscow, and is known as a fierce critic of President Putin. The Russian leader proposed letting U.S. investigators interview 12 military intelligence officials indicted in the U.S. in connection with Russian interference in the 2016 election in exchange for Russian interviews of people like McFaul. Commander of the U.S. forces in the Middle East say he has not received new guidance on military cooperation with Russia in Syria. U.S. is currently fighting remnants of Islamic State fighters in Syria, while Russian forces are attacking anti-Assad groups in the country. Russian Defense Ministry says it is ready to implement increased cooperation with U.S. military in Russia. This is VOA News. Israel has passed legislation that has been welcomed by Jewish nationalists but is condemned by Arab citizens. Israel's parliament approved a new law that defines the country as the nation-state of the Jewish people. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says it is a historic moment in the history of Zionism and the State of Israel. Critics say the bill does enormous damage to the State of Israel, whose image abroad is already battered due to its alleged mistreatment of Palestinians. UN Human Rights Office is criticizing Indian media reporting it says intent on spreading false accusations and misinformation about the publication last month of the first ever UN Human Rights Report on Kashmir. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
Indian media outlets have been unsparing in their criticisms and disdain of the UN report, calling it fallacious and describing its content as a nefarious conspiracy or a report authored by the Pakistani Security Service. The 49-page report documents mass human rights violations and abuses over seven decades of conflict in Indian-administered and Pakistan-administered Kashmir. The information was gathered through remote monitoring because neither side would grant UN investigators access to their territories. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Nicaragua has marked the 39th anniversary of the Sandinista Revolution, but many Nicaraguans are not in a celebratory mood. Popular uprising against Premier Daniel Ortega has left at least 280 people dead, including many students. Ortega is a one-time leftist revolutionary who helped topple the U.S.-backed dictator Anastasio Somoza. That was in 1979. Anti-government protesters say Ortega himself has turned into a dictator using what they called fire and bloodshed. More of the migrant families who were separated at the U.S. border with Mexico have now been reunited. AP's Tim McGuire has our report.
More than 360 children, five and over, are back with their parents after they were separated at the border. Hundreds more still waiting. Justice Department says about 900 others are either not eligible or not yet known to be eligible. Federal judges ordered the kids back with their families by the 26th. Eight immigration and customs sites are being used to reunite the families, and the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops and Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service are taking the lead, providing food, clothing, legal aid, and often money for a bus or plane ticket, usually for them to join relatives across the country. I'm Tim McGuire.
And I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.